Welcome to The Savage Truth with Cicely Davis. I am your host, Cicely Davis.
Hello, American Savages. Welcome back to The Savage Truth. Thank you for joining me today. If you're new to the channel, welcome, and thank you for taking the time to tune in. For those of you ride or dies out there, for joining me in as usual, I appreciate you. And quite frankly, happy that you are here today, considering the event and the occurrence of this past weekend. As always, my like is the same. Please like, share, subscribe, and leave a positive review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and YouTube. Really does help out the channel, and it keeps us connected. Okay, so that's important to me. Hopefully that's important to you. So as you all know, and undoubtedly have heard, and it's been your weekend obsession, like me and so many of my friends and family, about the attempted assassination of former and presumptive President Donald Trump, the Republican nominee at the convention as it goes on right now this week. Without my ability as of now to go live, you've all undoubtedly have heard about it, all the conspiracy theories, all the news coverage on the details, and every post made by literally and nearly everyone in America with something to say, someone with a platform and or an opinion, right? But without my ability to go live in this moment, I'm obviously covering this. And again, not wanting to overanalyze the situation. Again, there isn't anything you haven't heard or we haven't heard by now. Now, that being said, we do know a few things, right? Donald Trump, of course, at a rally in Butler, Pennsylvania on Saturday, he was the target of an assassination attempt, which, of course, set off absolute panic and chaos as a bloody Donald Trump was surrounded by Secret Service and hurried into his vehicle. We know that a former fire chief attending that rally with his family was killed, and the gunman was also killed. Two other people were critically wounded. Now, this firefighter, his name deserves to be mentioned as he left as a hero, being so very selfless in that moment. His name was Corey Comparatore. His final moments, diving down in front of his family, protecting them from the gunfire that rang out Saturday during an assassination attempt against a former president. Corey Comparatore's quick decision to use his body as a shield against the bullets flying toward his wife and daughter rang true to the close friends and neighbors who loved and respected the proud 50-year-old. Okay, this is a 50-year-old man, too young to go. He was a Trump supporter, obviously, noting that the Butler County resident was a quote-unquote man of conviction, and that's obvious. He did what was instinctive. He was completely selfless in that moment. He gave of himself and his life for his family members. So again, I won't overanalyze, but we do want to send out respect and prayers for his family and want to mention and raise up our American heroes. Again, won't overanalyze, but let's just do a really quick rehash, because after all, here at The Savage Truth, we like the facts, okay? So 6:02, okay, Trump takes the stage to the strains of his usual God Bless USA, right? We know that song. He waves at the cheering crowd and begins his regular rally speech with spectators both in front of him and behind him on the risers. Now, around 6:10 or so, 6:10 p.m., after officers were told that a man acting suspiciously and pacing near the Magnum monitors, okay, these are the Magnum meters that are within the vicinity to kind of detect weapons and unusual weaponry and things like that, was climbing a ladder on a nearby building, according to a local law enforcement officer who spoke on the condition of the, and he spoke in anonymity at that time because they were not authorized to discuss the investigation. Now, a local officer climbed to the roof, according to the Butler County Sheriff Michael Sloop. A man identified by the FBI as 20-year-old Thomas Matthew Crooks turned toward the officer just before the officer dropped down to safety. Trump is showing off border crossing numbers. During his rally speech, he's kind of showing off these numbers and kind of letting the people know how many millions of people Joe Biden and his administration, along with the border czar Kamala Harris, have allowed into our country when the gunfire breaks out. We hear the gunfires begin. At the first pop, it rings out. Okay. As the first pop rings out, Trump says, oh, and raises his hand to his right ear and looks at it. Raises his hand at his right ear. He looks at it before quickly crouching to the ground behind the podium or the lectern. Secret Service agents rush to the stage and pile atop the former president to shield him. Now, Corey Capratore, as I mentioned, a 50-year-old former fire chief attending the rally, is shot and killed. Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro said Sunday that Capratore used his body as a shield to protect his wife and his daughter. Absolute automatic, absolute selflessness, absolute American hero. These are the people of America, right? Secret Service counter snipers fire back and shoots Crooks. And about 1 minute after the shots, we see video that shows Trump getting to his feet and reaching with his right hand toward his face, which was smeared with blood. Okay, we see that stripe. You'll see that. As Trump stands up, he pumps to the crowd his right fist. He pumps his fist in the air, right? And he appears to mouth the words fight twice to his crowd of supporters, prompting loud cheers and jeers, and then chants of USA, 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 we hear from the supporters. About 2 minutes after the shots, Trump turns back to the crowd and again raises a fist right before agents put him into a vehicle and he's taken to a local hospital. Now, around 6:12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, of course, Trump is moved to a vehicle, and then we officially hear at 6:50 p.m. by way of Secret Service, the former president is safe. Now, an early portrait has emerged of the 20-year-old Pennsylvania man who tried and failed. Thank God. Thank God in heaven that he failed to assassinate Donald Trump. Thomas Matthew Crooks, raised in Bethel Park, Pennsylvania. This is a predominantly white, generally affluent suburb of Pittsburgh. Public records show he shared a home with his parents, who were licensed behavioral care counselors. Those same records contain no mention of any criminal or traffic citations, as well as any financial problems such as foreclosure. Okay. Actions that Crook took late in his time as a student at Bethel Park High School offered virtually no hint of his political leanings. So we don't know a whole lot about that. He was a junior at the school, and it was the first day of Joe Biden's presidency when Crooks donated $15 to the Progressive Turnout Project, which is a political action committee aligned with the president, Joe Biden's Democratic Party. Public records show that his father, his father is a registered libertarian and his mother is a registered Democrat. And let's also remember and be mindful and be prayerful of the others who were wounded as well. I think the thing to focus on is this. One, this is so important. Resisting the urge to get involved in all the conspiracy theories. And there's loads of it. As soon as this all occurred, people were getting online and they were shooting theories down. Now, that being said, okay, because I said, let's resist the urge. I will address this one because after I burst into tears and then figured out that Donald Trump was okay, I then became angry later on as I'm reading some feeds on my family's Facebook page. Okay, so I'm going in on my own family members right now. I will address this ridiculous theory that this was all staged. This is absolutely ridiculous. And it's really quite offensive at this point because a man is dead, a brave firefighter with a family member and friends. He's no longer with us. Others were wounded. A former president was shot, and thankfully he's okay. He was shot at. Thankfully, again, he's okay. He had divine protection and divine intervention in that moment. I am a girl of faith. You know that. And I absolutely believe and know without a doubt that Donald Trump was divinely protected in that moment. And the attempted assassin was armed with an AR-style rifle from a rooftop, shot at the former president and into a crowd of people, and is dead. This is not staged, okay? This is not about faking. This was absolutely real. So that is the dumbest, most offensive, seriously, this is just the most offensive theory in all of the ones that I've heard. And so, you know what? Typically, I like to steer clear from, you know, putting family out there. I kind of leave that. But this one, I have to address. This is the worst I've heard since this occurrence. And unfortunately and embarrassingly, I've actually had family members, like I said, float this whole theory around. And it's ridiculous. What we have here in Donald Trump, however, as I pivot, as he appears at the Republican National Convention 2 days after someone tried to take him out, he's cheerful and fearless. I don't know if you all saw, but the day after this rally, and he was shot in the ear and he went to the hospital and he came out, he was actually on the golf course running holes. What we have in this man is a man who is under extreme and dangerous, most threatening pressure, and nothing rattled him. Nothing rattled him. He takes a shot in the ear, goes down to the ground, comes back up. He's pumping his fists and he says to the people, fight, fight, fight. This is the kind of president we need. And frankly, for those of us who love this country and we love our God, right? We love our family. We want a future here. We want to preserve everything that this country stands for, its freedoms, its land, its history, its people, the kind of president we deserve and we should support. This is the kind of president we should support. This is the kind of president we should rally behind. No one, and I'll say that again and stress it, no one is more dedicated. No one would be this committed, literally under gunfire, under court cases and false headlines and false statements and scandal and lies. A man who loves this country and the people of America so much that he gets into office, gives up his salary, and still loses tons and tons of money, and goes after the same position again to do so all over again. Keep in mind that while he lost money, he still faces all these charges of the frivolous lawsuits brought against him, and still he stands up, fists in the air, and he mouths, fight, fight, fight. Not telling us to fight, right? Each other, obviously. But let's all fight, meaning let's all fight together. Do what we can. Give our all for the greatest country in existence. Now, when I got the news, I was actually at home and I was unpacking because, as you know, I'm still in this long, laborious move of mine. And my husband called me and he told me that President Trump was shot. And I instantly burst into tears. My heart sank into my stomach and I just panicked because, as you know, a few episodes back, I talked about how Joe Biden's Secret Service was being pulled and we were all concerned about Donald Trump's safety as he was running around on the candidacy and his run. So while he's out on the campaign trail, we were concerned that he wasn't getting the protection that he deserved. You know, they absolutely pulled it for RFK altogether. And then it kind of came to fruition. I panicked and I just instantly burst into tears. And my husband was speaking to me and I couldn't hear because I was crying so loud. He actually hung up the phone and called me back and said, "Cicely, calm down. He's okay." And then I went to the television. I found out that he was okay. And I kind of watched the footage that was going on. That's what I went through. I'm sure you all went through something similar. I can tell you in my new neighborhood, I will share this with you. In my neighborhood, this is a swing district. It's mostly red, but a lot of blue. But everyone actually put move their American flags to the front of their yards and at the front of their driveways. So that was really great to see my neighbors all rallying together. But here's what I'm focused on. I'm focused on the integrity and the character of this man. That is the driver for me. And he raised his children with the same integrity and the same character. This, of course, being in contrast to Joe Biden. Donald Trump is a beast. He's a champion. He's a winner. And after Saturday, no one can take anything from him. There isn't anything you can say about this man. If they were afraid of Donald Trump before this, they are really, really afraid of him now. Whether you're a Trump fan or not, you have to accept and admit that in the face of what he just went through, he is a man unbeatable. This attempt was, without a doubt, in my mind, a divine protective occurrence for Donald Trump. He is absolutely, in my mind, and I'm sure so many of you absolutely, and the Democrats know this as well, that he is meant to run this country for another term, to bring this country back to its original glory, its people, its constitution. This is a land of faith and law and order, right? We have wonderful principles and we have great history here. A country of faith and service and liberties and freedoms that is the model for the rest of the entire globe. We are that beacon on the hill. We are that shining star here in America. So I ask you, who would go through what he has gone through? Lawsuits and slander, phony scandals, and now being shot at. Okay, this is now another part of Donald Trump's legacy. So keep in mind when he uses the words never surrender, right? He just added this occurrence to it. Not that at all he was wishing for it. We certainly don't want, and I know that we remain in prayer for his safety. I'm a little bit more nervous about it than ever now. Hopefully he really tightens that up because I want to see him through to the end. And not only continues in the race, but becomes even more determined after he's shot. He becomes more determined. He becomes more diligent, even more vigilant, even more hard-pressed and destiny-driven to get America back. Wouldn't have been Obama, not Bill Clinton, and certainly not Hillary, and certainly not Joe Biden. Savage truth, ladies and gentlemen, Donald Trump is a beast. Strong, brilliant, successful, determined, an American icon. And he is in Milwaukee this week. Just announced his new VP running mate, J.D. Vance. What a team. He is the Republican nominee for the run to become the 47th president of the United States. Go out and support him. He'll take a bullet for us. Please like, share, subscribe, and leave a positive review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and YouTube. And remember, like Donald Trump, be bold, be strong, be faithful, be true. Till next time, I'm Cicely.
The Savage Truth with Cicely Davis is a production of Front Page Magazine and the David Horowitz Freedom Center. Reproduction of this podcast without express written consent is prohibited.